When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, cream of the crop. Or just cream.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at Outward Still and other games.
Just want to double check, by Outward Still, there's not a game called Outward Still. You mean you're still playing Outward for the third week in a row?
Yes.
Every time I come into the lounge room and see you playing this game, no shade to Outward, it looks like you're in the same area. And something that gives me no end of grief is that you, because I think you pre-ordered it, have a little white bird companion. And sometimes
bird, yes.
I see you fighting white birds.
Yes.
And I'm
yes.
like, how
yes.
how could you
yes.
still care?
Okay, well, all right. So, little secret, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
Okay.
So I realized in my second playthrough that I...
So you've finished it?
No. In my second character, I'll rephrase. My first character.
Second character of how many characters?
Shushums.
No, so when you said second playthrough, you don't mean the
I just mean, okay, look.
Second attempt.
I'm clarifying. Okay. My first attempt.
Yeah.
All right. I died. I did everything wrong. I lost my house. Everything burnt down.
Yep, sure.
I got caught in a death loop and I was just freezing to death. Every time I died, they're like, okay, we're just going to put you in jail. And guess what's happening? I'm freezing to death in jail. And I'm like, right, I just can't do it. I stuffed up.
I'm going to
do it
again. You mucked it.
I did. So second playthrough. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
A glitch happened.
Yep.
Lost a lot of gold. Bit disappointed. I lost a lot of gold, but then I got stroppy.
Okay.
And I was like, well, then gold is meaningless. And then I just purchased a bunch of things I didn't need or want or care and realized that may have stuffed me up a bit.
So you sort of threw a virtual tantrum.
Yes.
I had a tanty. Cracked the proverbials.
Yes. Just cracked it like, well, then if silver is meaningless, then I guess nothing is. And I
chucked
bought a lot of things.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. I basically was just like, I got robbed once, and so I just started throwing.
What if I robbed myself?
Yeah, just throwing money down a well.
Sure.
So I realized, look, I stuffed it.
Okay.
So then I had a third attempt, and that's maybe what you've been seeing recently.
All right.
Where I'm like, you know what? I got a bit too big for my britches. I went to other zones where I probably shouldn't have. Let's just try and work out the first zone.
So the reason that, so the reason you look like you're in the same place is because you are.
Yes.
Cool.
I am.
Well, that's...
So I started again.
Mm-hmm.
I decided, look, I'll approach this in a bit better. I will look up some guides. I'll look up what other people are saying and doing. And maybe won't play it like an idiot. I'm still playing it. Like an idiot, because I'm bad at it.
But I'm better.
And, boys, guess what? I found a gun.
Oh, yes!
Woo!
And you know what?
Yeah.
Bloody good.
Yes!
Oh, it's so
That's
good.
That's what I like to hear.
I cold clocked a troglodyte in the head today. It was great.
That's
I just went,
brightness.
Bang, I shot him. He ran away like an idiot. I went behind him because he ran to war. And I was like, bang! And he
got
him
good.
And I stole his trident and I sold it for silver.
That rules. So money has meaning again and bullets are good.
Yeah, I'm being good with it. I'm just not just, you know, throwing it.
How many characters do you have to give up on before you stop?
I reckon,
I'm really scared to hear the answer.
Whoa, I just
like, how many characters deep? Like, if you were 10 characters deep, would you be done?
No.
Wow.
Wow. Maybe. I don't know. It depends how far into, wow, like, because, like, the second character I made, the second attempt, she didn't get that far.
Okay.
Like, she got a little bit far, but not too far. First one, no, not far at all. So I think, because there are three main quest lines.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you do one, it locks off the other two, I'm pretty sure. So, like, you can, there is replayability in terms of the quest mm-hmm. lines of, like, sure. doing these three different stories. You can be, like, basically a paladin. One fighting for yourself, and then one you're fighting for, like, you know, your group of pals.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Those
course,
are your three
course.
Options,
yep.
kind of thing. But there are a lot of different, I guess,
branching
builds you can kind of
okay,
build.
No,
you can kind of do. Like, this is it's a game where it's really just. It's a lot of function, not much form, I'm realizing. Which, you know what? It's pretty all right.
That's kind of up my alley. Yeah, let's be honest.
It's a lot of. That's.
I
that's,
hate form.
Yeah. yeah wait, what? Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Yeah, look, it's a
it's
shock.
It's
crazy
to
hear.
Reveal that hang today on. Here in this room. Get it, hang on. Get, have another attempt.
You hate form.
Yeah. Yeah, no. There it is. That's good.
It was a bit excellent.
No.
So there's not much in terms of storyline. There is like some kind of stuff. And look, oh, the voice acting. I think I mentioned it last
yeah,
episode or
yeah.
the episode before. Oh, atrocious. I think we could do better in this current studio.
Wow.
But still, I love it because it's just a sense of accomplishment. There is so much. Like the other day, I realized I'd stuffed up pretty badly.
Yeah. yeah.
And I realized, like,
new character.
Right. New character. Yeah. This was in the
throw new. Throw in the bin. Get a new in.
This was new character. I'm yep. like, all right, I stuffed up. I'm like, all right, cool. I've done what I need to do. And I come up to, like, what I had to do, which is, like, you rescue this guy by giving him, a bandage. And I'm like, go up to him. I'm like, right, don't have any bandages. Well, all right, I guess I'm going to take off my hood, dismantle it. Give it to him.
That
mission
is
accomplished.
Good. That is
I've never
good.
Felt in a game where I'm like, I have to use every resource available to do what I need to do right now. And it's just fantastic.
How?
Yes?
How long do you think you'll play for?
I cannot see me stopping.
That's crazy.
I just can't. It's just,
like
it's such a, like, because I haven't just been playing this. I've played some other games as well to be like, look, I know the boys are expecting me to play something new and I kind of do a bit of tinkering. All the time I'm thinking of like, nah, I could be playing Outward right now and I want to do that. So I end up doing that instead. It's just every other game is just like, yeah, look, it looks better. The storylines are better. There's like better quest progressions. And sure, you can kind of see yourself leveling up in real time. But it just doesn't mean anything to me.
I feel like I'm at fault for introducing him to this game.
I feel like
there was a... Because I watched the trailer before Zaman had seen it, and I feel like in that moment I should have been like,
no.
This is like...
Just close
you've got
the laptop.
A friend who's terribly addicted to drugs, and there's a place that's like, free heroin for whoever wants
and like,
it.
He's like, he hasn't tried... I'm glad
I should let Dave know about this. He loves drugs.
So it's funny that you've mentioned heroin yeah. and... addiction, because I think that this is less a review of Outward and more a review of being addicted to a video game that sucks.
Oh, it doesn't suck.
Got it.
Just because it's not just rad and cool like Altered Beast doesn't mean it's bad.
No, look, this isn't a review, maybe. This is just an intervention.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
Joel
Zammit,
you need to put down the controller.
No.
Let me list the ways you playing Outward has hurt me. Sometimes you're on the PS4 when I want to play it. The other night I wanted to watch a TV show, but you were playing Outward, and I went to bed.
Sure, Joel, this is your house, and by extension, your TV.
Sure, I have Netflix on my own laptop.
And it definitely is your PS4, but what about me?
Maybe this should be an intervention on my shitty friends.
You turned this intervention around.
When I was running late today, because Joel Zammit was playing Outward, no one messaged me to be like, ETA, JD? And I was like, maybe I'm not late.
Maybe I'm good.
In my defense, while I was slack-jawed playing Outward, I was like, has anyone messaged Douchey yet?
And we were like, this is pretty typical.
And
he
I
should
was...
be here, and then you arrived instantly.
The moment,
as
look.
As though summoned.
That's 2 weeks in a row, I think that's happened.
Yeah, I'm like, Damon's rocked... like, shouldn't Douchey be here? I'm like, just wait. How long till the stream's meant to start? About 2 minutes. Just wait.
There he is.
Here's the man himself. Hey, boys.
Hello. Fire up the stream starting soon thing. I'm going to go pee. Right on time.
Maybe
right as
we all
rain.
Need an intervention.
But the best thing about Outward Doucher is because it saves automatically and at a whim, I could simply just turn it off and away you guys went.
Hooray, hurrah.
Hooray, hurrah for me. But yes, it's still a good game. I think I'm going to turn one person into a pyromancer, another person into an assassin that uses a gun.
Okay.
Life rules. It's so fun.
10
it's
thumbs so, out of 5.
Still 10 thumbs out of 5. Addiction? Whoa!
Are you at a point where you close your eyes and you see it?
Do you dream about
sometimes,
it?
Sometimes.
Do you find yourself when someone else is using the TV or the PlayStation, you thinking getting about stroppy? What you're going to do when out, like when you're playing out? Would you like, oh, next time I play, I need to do this and
this? Yeah, the other day I was like, I had to do a meeting and I was like, what if I cancel the meeting?
What if I cancel the meeting for Outward? Well, it's rough that it's damaging the company.
I
give addiction zero.
I didn't cancel the meeting. I'm in control now.
I can't go a day without caffeine, and I think that's pretty good. So I'm giving addiction 3 thumbs.
As addiction go, it's not too bad.
It's not damaging your health.
Have you ever been
massively
to addicted to a video game? Like found yourself like thinking about it and like looking for. Joel Zammit, I'm not looking at you on purpose because I absolutely know.
This isn't my first rodeo, Dusha.
Look, hey. Just quickly, Jackson, so one of us in the room is a former smoker.
Yeah.
Is it the man that also finds himself addicted to video games?
Addicted personality.
We throw in this handsome boy. Oh, hey, when was the last time? Hey, who do you reckon here probably smoked the most recent? Yeah. Not the former smoker, is
Who's
it?
Who's never touched a cigarette in his life and loves the Lord. This boy right here. Actually, I smoked once on a dare when I was a teen.
I never smoked until I was overage.
When you could make the conscious decision.
When I could be like, hello, officer, here is my identification.
You know what, Dusha? Same.
Yeah, this is good. We're all good boys. I didn't even have a sip of alcohol till I was almost 19.
I cannot say the same thing.
I think I was 20, maybe 21.
Yeah, that's good.
I love Jesus.
Jesus, 20 thumbs out of 5.
Thumbs for the Lord.
Smoking your friend's cigarette and then claiming that you hate smoking. That's pretty good. I'm going to give that 4 thumbs.
So, Outward still good.
All right.
I'm getting a bit sweaty thinking about it.
Really? Are you doing, because after this you need to record something else, are you in your head doing the maths of how many, how long you have?
Well, I'm thinking about it because I'm like, right. The loading, because the thing is, loading's still like a bit of a pain because it does take some a while.
Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt here, Zammit. Jackson, to answer your question, yes he is. Yes. This is a very long
down
way.
Down to the
of
minutiae of loading screen time. Normally so like, I'd be like,
but because I'm like, all right, well, the people I'm recording with, one is always late, so I reckon I got a bit of time there. The other person, I reckon, will sit down and be like, what's this? And then I get to explain while playing the game for a bit.
That's another 5 minutes.
So that's at least a sneaky 10.
Oh, you're in trouble, though, if they rock up during a loading screen, because they're going to lose interest instantly.
Yeah. It's so long, man.
I've seen.
Stream.
Yeah, I get bored.
Yeah. Like,
oh, because I think I don't know why they do this. So when you die,
I'm gonna play Doom while he's doing that.
You could.
I will on my Switch.
Oh,
it was on sale, so I bought it.
Because the problem is, because I got it on a PS4. I don't know that it might be a bit different on PC. But like the problem is, like if you die and like me, if you're bad at this game, you will a lot.
Yeah,
you'll have this like loading screen where like it'll kind of, you know, loading in things and positions of players, et cetera. Then we'll go to like almost a not a cutscene, but like some still image of like what's happened. So it's like you've been arrested or you've been rescued or someone's dragged you, whatever. And you like click, click. And then it goes to another loading screen. And you're like, why are you doing this?
That would make me stop playing the game.
Well, it just hasn't.
Yeah, well, no, I know for you it hasn't, but I know that would be my life.
The game at this point, the PlayStation could literally piss out of the disc slot, and Joel Zammit would be like,
a refreshing drink! Thank you!
Piss it, like, but with force, so it lands in Zammit's face as he plays. And whilst the controller's releasing little farts into his nose, Zammit would be like, God, Outward! Rules!
Very immersive, I guess. Medieval times would be this revolting.
They would smell this bad and be this pissy. Wow.
Before we move into how we sort out the how do we fix a problem like Joel Zammit's video game addiction? Oh, you never answered my question.
I just don't think it's a problem, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, no, because I was thinking about it, and it's not the same. So, like, Sea of Thieves is a game I play way too much.
Yeah.
And I think about it sometimes, but not like think about it, gotta do it. I'm like, next time I play... So maybe this is what I'll do.
Were you ever staying up too late or being late to things because you were playing Sea of Thieves?
No. I would just stop halfway through. And that's
that
also
doesn't
a game
sound
that,
like addiction.
Maybe Skyrim back in the day, but even then I just would be like, well, save, stop.
I've seen you opt to do play Skyrim than to do cool things.
Yeah.
But that's also just you as a person. You'd prefer to stay on bed than
if you were like,
leave
Jackson, would you like to come to a party or lie on the cool tiles?
I'm just thinking to our first UK tour.
Yeah.
Like those points where we'd go out to explore.
That's true. And I'd be like,
the UK,
I'm
you'd be
Skyrim.
Like, I'm playing Skyrim.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. I guess that's close. But I was also probably just tired.
Yeah.
Like if I'd been
tired of playing all the Skyrim rather than going to sleep. Because Joel Zammit is sharing a room, what did Jackson Bailey often do instead of sleep?
Played Skyrim.
Yeah.
But my sleeping pattern's already bad.
That's
so
true.
Probably because he's so playing happy. Skyrim. Yeah, but also, true. You don't get to play the my sleeping pattern's bad when you go to a different country that's on the other side of the world because your sleeping pattern has to reset.
It's a good point. That's a good point. I guess that's probably the closest I've ever come.
Yeah. Look, actually, now
I was
think
addicted
about
to
it.
Tony Hawk. Shocking.
Look there. In terms of addiction, in terms of this game, like I'm not as hooked as I have been in other things, i.e. World of Warcraft.
Bed.
I'm still going to bed. I still can actually turn it off. I can still have days where I'm not playing it.
Well, that's good.
So it's small victories, too bad, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, like, I am a busy person. I have, like, you know, a lot of things to do and that kind of thing. And
you
unfortunately,
do run this garbage
I have social commitments that, like, you know, I hate.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm lying on the cool tiles.
It is good. It is
five
cool.
Thumbs.
Lying on cold. Like, it seems sad, but it's good.
It's great.
It's great.
Especially in a big house.
Yeah. Oh, resting your big belly on those cold tiles.
Oh, but then they get hot from your belly.
And you got to turn over like a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, that's the dream. So in terms of, like, I haven't, like, stopped doing other things to play this game. Whereas before... We'll say a World of Warcraft. That was the grips. I was.
You were caught in the throes.
I was caught in the throes of that.
Well,
yes.
That was a sad review. Before we go to the next review, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
All right. Well, I have been playing a game that I'm not addicted to.
Ah, that's good.
I know. Lucky me.
Are you not addicted because...
What's the point?
Wait.
Yeah.
Are you not addicted? And I'm just going to go out on a limb
here.
Sure,
hear me out.
Is it because the game you have yet to name is, in fact, no good?
No. But it is absolutely... Yeah. There it is.
No.
But it's also the kind of game that if I described it to you would be like, why are you playing that, Jackson? Surely you hate it.
Okay. Describe it to me.
So it's a kind of like a roguelike RPG. It's done in like an 8-bit style.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very text-based. Okay.
Okay.
The combat is basically like XCOM, so it's turn-based combat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of story to it. It's called Pathway.
Uh-huh.
I think it's out just for the computer. It's by Chucklefish, which is a developer. But it's got like a 1930s high adventure Indiana Jones style theme. And I think that's literally what's keeping me playing.
So I just got a quick question for you, Jackson. Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Why?
What's good about it?
It looks really pretty. It's got great music. It's fun to just pick up, and it's really hard. There's a massive difficulty spike between the first... It's separated into, I think, 5 adventures.
Yep.
Each adventure is, like, various parts of the world. Like, the second adventure, the one I'm doing now, is, like, Syria, Turkey, somewhere else. I forget where else. And it's, like... Those are like the separate maps, and each map is full of various instances, which you follow a pathway between. And every instance is like a random event. Maybe it's a bit of combat.
Do you think that's where they got the name from?
No, I think it was something. I think it was because it was developed by John Pathway. He's a narcissist.
Of Chucklefish Productions.
Exactly. But yeah, no, but it looks really... And because it's so simple and hard, it's easy to just be like, I'm just going to spend the next half an hour giving it a go. Seeing if I can complete it. If I can't, oh well. You know what I mean? You finish, you lose, and you're like, that's cool. You get the, because every time some of the instances are like, hey, you've looted a tomb, here's random treasure that'll go towards like the money you can use in your next adventure to buy fuel and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, cool, get my rewards, blip, turn it off, don't need to play it till tomorrow. It's that kind of game. You got heaps of different characters. Each character has kind of like their own perks, which sort of come into play when it's like, oh, you found like an abandoned camp, and oh, if you've got Brunhilde with you, who's like a circus strongwoman, you can move this and find a temple and go for a little bit of combat in there. Or this character's like, he's aggressive, so if you need to intimidate someone, you can use him. But if you don't have him, you're not going to intimidate him. And then it's just kind of like about going through those instances, gathering kind of other people that you've unlocked across the way till you have 4 characters, trying to make it to the end of the adventure, and then once you do that, you unlock the next one. Currently, I've only unlocked the first 2, but I'm just having a very good time with it.
Are parts of it bad?
Yes.
Oh.
Which?
So, the combat, at first, when I first started playing, I was like, cool. You got all these different characters, and they're all like one's called Baron, and he's like a kind of like fancy British sniper, or you've got Brunhilde, who's like a circus strongwoman, and stuff like that. And
Brunhilde's a great name, just quietly.
She rolls.
That goes into the what's good part for
me. Because once you play with characters, obviously you lose if they all die, and then you can't use them for your next adventure because they're in hospital.
That's funny.
Nothing kills me more than being like, well, I can't play with Brunhilde, I got to play with... There's a sea captain who I hate. Sometimes I have to play as him.
He's a salty sea captain.
He's so annoying. He's just got a shotgun, and he has to get close to people to shoot them, and then they're right there, and on the next turn they just pop him in the head. He gives
his
me
name
grief.
Like Johnny Captain or something?
I think it's Pereira for some reason.
I hate this man. Get a longer gun.
Something that happened to me last time I was playing is that Brunhilde died, and I was like really sad. And then occasionally some of the instances have like, you can pick up another character here for $500 or whatever to add to your party. And it was right next to it, and it was Brunhilde again. Like, hell yeah, she's back. That was good.
Death cannot stop her.
Another good thing, before I get to the bad things, is that So you start with 2 characters.
Yeah.
If one dies,
then
you get a little cutscene where a dog appears named Donut. And then you get that dog as your companion for like the rest of the adventure.
What if the dog dies?
You don't get nothing else. Yeah. But so you can run out of fuel. I discovered this a couple of playthroughs ago. You can run out of fuel, and then you have to do each, like the distance between each instance on foot, and you take damage because you're just walking through desert. If you're on foot and you had 4 people and you lose down to 1, you get another different dog.
Oh,
I know.
Donut and
unnamed. I think his name's Fenris, and it's like, and it's got goggles, and I'm like, oh my god,
desert dog.
But then I had no fuel, so me and the dog died going to the next place. It's like, oh, that was brief.
Also, one thing that, because I've been watching you play this a few times, one thing you haven't mentioned, Jack, which is great, is the dog dying noise.
Oh, yeah. So, dogs are one of the enemies that you fight as well in the camps. It's Nazis and dogs.
So, following this up from last week's your very good punching noise from Altered Beast, you're going to now do
an
impression of a dog dying in this game. That's the noise dogs do make when they die.
What's great about it is that Broomhilda only uses a knife. So she's great at killing dogs.
She's so good at killing.
And she's really tough. So she'll just be standing there. Dogs will come bite, and she'll just slit its throat. It's great.
Is it violent?
It's like an 8-bit game. So it's not really. I mean, like, look, there's blood, but it's pixels. Yeah. But my issue with it in the bad things is that, so Broomhilda has a knife, right? But when I first started playing with her, I was like, cool, I can stab. That must be Broomhilda's ability. No, that's just the ability of anyone with a knife.
Yeah.
So actually, the different characters don't have their own unique abilities. They have like slightly different stats, but actually playing as them doesn't give you any new powers or anything kind of interesting for the character. It's wild. This is the most wild statement, and it's just going to add to the
confusion.
What do I want in a game? But I wish there was more lore, because every character is just some pixels and whatever weapons they have. And I'm like, give them a special ability. Give me something. Give me some reason for them to be in the desert. Doesn't have to be much. A paragraph and I'd be happy.
Does it have more or less lore than Super Mario Brothers on the NES?
Probably. Well,
let's include the lore from the instruction booklet, which does explain who the characters are.
That's probably more.
Isn't there something in the options, like a journal you can kind of flip through or
anything
like that? No,
the journal is just the rules. It's just like, hey, here's how it works, and that's it. Each character is kind of, you get like a vague little bit of description of them, but it's like maybe two lines and then a quote. And I'm like, that's kind of a shame. Like the Circus Strong Woman. Let me give her a special ability that I can use that's like maybe just once a round or once like an instance of combat that gets multiple enemies or something like that. Because then when you realize it's just about what weapon they have, instantly, it kind of loses a little something strategically. I'm like, well, it actually doesn't matter who I'm playing as.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Another thing that is a shame is that I think this is because it kind of works like Faster Than Light, where you go between kind of instances. And what's great about Faster Than Light is that you can make characters.
Yes.
So you make a ship and you're like, I'm going to name this one Zam and I'm going to name this one Dusha. If this game had that option, instantly, I reckon it would be a lot better, because then it's not like, oh, what is Paera going to do? I'm like, oh, what's Zamet, the old sea dog with a shotgun, going
to
do?
He's going to stand next to the enemy, shoot them, and then die.
Then cop a bullet to the head. What's Joel Dusha, the circus strong one, going to do this dog? Slit his throat.
I would.
Another thing I noticed like that is when it comes to that combat kind of stuff, it doesn't really tell you what you can and cannot do whilst playing it. Like, for example, the Salty Sea Dog, if you get out there, you shoot your shotgun, you're like, well, it'd be nice if I was undercover, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well.
And there are some frustrating, just like mechanical issues that I assume will be ironed out. For example, there's no way to pick who, after the enemies had their turn, to pick who you'll be. So it just like randomly puts you on someone. And if very often I've been like, well, no, I want to click on this other person so I can decide their moves. But by clicking, I accidentally click near them and the person I'm on just goes for like a two-panel walk and then just stands there looking at me. And I'm like, can't get you in cover now. Great.
And so many times you're like, oh, yeah, I'll go to the next person. Mm-hmm. Oh, I ended the turn. Yep. Oh, good. They didn't. Oh, they're
cool.
Dead.
And okay, great. Good. So that's very frustrating. And it would be the kind of thing that would be nice if I could like just kit them out myself, make those decisions myself instead of just randomly picking a character. Like there are all these characters to unlock. Some of them I'm like, how would you ever do this? But whatever. One is like, kill like 200 Nazis. And this character, I'm like, I guess over the course of play, but
I guess in the same way that you unlock anything in any video game.
But some of the other
that.
Ones are really fun.
Over the course of play, what?
But what I mean is, so one of the characters you unlock by finishing an adventure is only women, and you get a cool female character, like a kind of more powerful one. And there are other ones that are like really specific to the way you play, not just like, over the course of play, you'll get, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be nice if they were a bit more interesting. I love the theme. I love the music. Like, that thing is exactly up my alley. I really enjoy, even though it seems sometimes to be pointless, like having, oh, this character is a daredevil, so I can do this thing for, you know, in this instance, instead of just the regular. Although often it's like, oh, you can do the daredevil action. And then it's like, it didn't work. Do it anyway. And I'm like, is this game tricking me into thinking it means something? I'm sus.
That would be the best if the game just had abilities that don't work.
I think it might. It's very strange. None of them have ever really done much for me, so I don't know what that's about. Another thing that keeps happening. So
in the journal, does it say how the abilities work?
No. So I've looked, don't worry. I know you wouldn't think I had, but I've looked.
Maybe he hasn't looked in the right places.
That's possible. Another weird thing that happens is that there was like one of the instances was a big glowing monolith.
Yep.
And it was like, do you want to touch it or keep going? And I was like, touch it. Let's see what happens. The sea captain touched it and it was like blinded. And I was like, oh no, what's that going to mean for gameplay?
Nothing.
And I got another thing where it's like, hey, Broomhilda is a lucky charm. What's that going to mean for gameplay? Who knows? It doesn't say anywhere. So.
Is it to do
I've tried to look it up online as
not
well.
Not just that, but like, because I know they have like the traditional D&D like stats of agility, strength, etc.
Maybe.
Is it to do with like maybe because he's blinded, his accuracy went down?
It seemed like it changed literally nothing. I don't know. Maybe, but it would be nice if it was like, lucky charm, here's the effects. Instead, it's just like, lucky charm, figure it out,
plus
idiot.
Plus one charisma.
Yeah. But all in all, it's still a game I'm going to keep playing. Like, despite these flaws, it's a really nice... It'd be very good on the Switch. It's like
it
a nice...
It did look like
pick
it would
it up, goof around, see if you can do the adventure. Mm. You can't. Oh, well, you got a bit of money for the next adventure. Maybe you unlocked a couple characters. Mm. Cool.
Yeah, it looked like a kind of game like the FTL or...
even Into the Breach, yeah.
Where it was just like, oh, yeah, look, you pick it up, you go for it. Oh, look, hey, you died. Oh, next one, keep going, et cetera, et cetera. And it looks like a game that...
It's certainly not a game
port,
I will ever get...
there is a port, it'd be nice to
yeah,
have.
Yeah, oh, they should. They should put it to the Switch. It's the kind of game I know I won't get addicted to. Like, if I find another... There is a Sea of Thieves update coming out on the 30th, and I will probably never touch Pathway again. But
that's fair enough. What's the Sea of Thieves thing adding?
Great. So they're adding combat where you can destroy masts on people's ships,
yep.
And then you have to have someone rope the mast up and then someone fix it,
yep.
Which is going to be hell because I play by myself because everyone hates that game but me. they're adding a big kind of, like, story mode update. They're adding fishing, a harpoon gun, an arena kind of area to do some PvP specifically, and other stuff, but I forget what. I'm very excited for the harpoon gun. Harpoon yourself onto a megalodon, the big shark, let it drag you around the sea. That sounds incredible.
I look forward to your review and disagreeing with everything you say.
Yeah, it's going to be good. No one loves that game for some reason, but
it's...
I can't stop playing it.
Yeah,
addiction. Oh my god, we're here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for Pathway, I'd probably give it maybe a 3.5 thumbs out of 5. 3 and a knock. It's good fun. If you want something to just like screw around with, pick it up.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap at the moment, I think. I think it's like $12 on Steam.
It's pretty good.
Hey, if, that's the bargain.
Yeah. Why not? But yeah. It's that kind of game. Why not? You'll have fun with it for a bit. Meh, and you're good. Not every game has to be a masterpiece.
Yeah, that's
fair my
enough.
Review of Pathway.
That's good.
What have you been doing, JD?
Well, both work, because I recently hit a milestone in my gaming career.
Yeah.
I've now spent 28 years on Earth.
Oh!
Thank you.
Okay, first question. Is it good?
Look, the parts of it are good.
Yeah?
So, yeah, basically, just to clarify, I've been playing Being Alive for 28 years.
Yeah, sure.
For the real life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look, most of it's pretty good. I get to exist.
That's pretty good.
That's interesting.
Not everyone gets that.
No. I didn't really get a say in it.
Yeah.
Which is often a gripe people have.
It's kind of like
the
U2 album that was downloaded onto everyone's iTunes.
Yeah! Songs
you sound
innocence.
Like a little bit like Bohemian Rhapsody right now, but all right. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, right.
Maybe it's bad because it just got compared to Bohemian Rhapsody, a song I famously hate.
Yeah.
Much like that dog that you hate.
I hate that dog.
It hates you.
What's good about it, though?
Look, so I get to do things.
Yeah.
It's very interactive. I can do whatever I want, like this wall behind me.
Oh, man.
That's me giving it a smack. This table, smack that too. Do whatever I want.
Don't smack that wall. I got to pay my deposit.
I didn't hit it that hard.
You can't. The great thing about existing is that you are capable of anything. There's literally nothing barred to you right now.
Yeah.
There are consequences,
yes.
But that doesn't mean you can't do it.
Like, I can't smack that wall again, because if my hand goes through it, Joel Zammit has to pay his bond.
Yeah.
Bye.
And then I get paid by Joel Zammit to do this shit.
Yeah.
And then he'll stop paying me to do that because I put a hole in his wall.
Yes.
Consequences.
But you could do it.
I could. Nothing's stopping me.
Like
except...
right now, I could get up on this table and run headfirst out that window.
Yeah.
That's an option. In the dialogue tree of life,
yes.
I have one that's just action star, jump out window, action star.
Yeah. Video games are usually not brave enough to include everything as an option, but... Here I am. I could walk straight out of this studio, straight into the street, and lie down and die if I wanted.
It's an option.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You can go up to a stranger, give him $20, and say, "Punch me in the face," and then they have the option to do that,
or to run with your $20, or to jump out the nearest window.
It's all life's good.
Wild. Yeah, life's great.
Life, very good graphics, realistic.
Yeah, looks real.
Looks real. Sometimes objects in the distance. My draw distance as I get older gets worse, though.
That's a shame. It's a shame that as you level up, your draw distance decreases.
It got better for a bit, and now it gets progressively worse.
That's a bummer.
That's life, mate.
Yeah. What else is good about it? That's about it.
The good things are you can do anything, and the draw distance gets worse. Life,
hey? Yeah. There's no real character creation.
Yeah,
it's kind of random.
But you got no control.
Yeah,
on it.
It's randomized.
Kind of like GTA Online's character creation, except you don't get to pick your mom and dad.
Yeah,
you can't pick John Marston.
Would you?
No.
Yeah.
He was cowboy, dirty.
Mom deserves better.
Yeah,
you can. You can acquire whatever you want, but there is a limit.
Yeah, and the grind as well.
Yeah, the grind is, it's real time.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing a game in real time is hard work sometimes.
Absolutely.
It's weird playing a video game where you have to go to bed.
Yeah, that's rough.
But, like, you have to sleep. It's not rough. Like,
yeah,
no resting or sleeping just to get your HP back. You just cannot function if you don't do it.
And sometimes your HP doesn't really come back.
No.
Sometimes you wake up still sick and you're like, what have I got to do, game?
If anything, it's kind of like a legacy game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just keeps going.
It's forever.
Yeah.
Is any of it bad?
Yeah.
What?
As you level up, people around you start to die. And there's no revives, apparently.
You okay, bud?
Yeah. No, it's good. But you can also, when you level up, and this is less a bad thing, this is a good thing, you can have a son or a daughter or whatever,
I
guess.
Oh, that's true.
You create, it's a legacy game in which you can create your legacy.
Oh, that's good. And then
can't
when
control them, though, unfortunately.
No. But you get to pick one half of their character creation.
Yeah.
And when you die, you unfortunately don't get to play as them. Yeah.
And it's a one play only thing. If you do choose to die early in the game,
yeah,
fair enough. But unfortunately,
and sometimes you don't even get to choose. It just happens.
I know. It's that kind of
much like GTA Online. Sometimes you can be driving your car and another car collides with your car and you die. Unfortunately, though, there's no respawn.
Yeah. Sometimes a hacker spawns in a UFO and hits you from space. That's life, baby.
Sometimes that dog you hate gets revenge.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes that dog is like, I also hate you, Jackson. You're that man I hate. And I fight a dog and lose. You know, that's life.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else is bad about it, though?
Would you describe the 28 years you've done as mostly good or mostly bad?
Mostly good.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Played in lots of different areas.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What are the unlocks like?
They're all right. It's mostly just cash-based unlock rewards.
Yeah.
So it depends on how you grind. But the thing is, to unlock cash, it's usually pretty boring.
Yeah.
Or you have to be kind of lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems
it feels
right.
Honestly, like the game of life, luck plays a very big factor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Five thumbs.
Five thumbs to 28 years. Well, we'll revisit and
at 30.
More. At 30, yeah. And we'll see what happens.
Like, it turns out that hair loss doesn't stop.
Ah. I'm excited that maybe you need glasses. That's good
to hear. I know I've needed glasses. I've needed glasses since...
Get glasses, you maniac.
No!
Get glasses.
Hey, doesn't he look like a nerd? Just make him mirror shades.
Oh, aviators.
Aviators. Always wear aviators.
No. My thing was, so I had glasses when I was in primary school, but the reason that I need glasses isn't what I joked about before.
Yeah.
It's because my eyes take a while to focus and have to work really hard to focus.
Okay.
But
I'm
which
sad
should
you didn't
give
say I have cataracts.
Yeah.
I'm
oh no, I've got
50.
Brain cancer though.
Well, I got glasses recently, and like my vision's fine. It's just like, hey, to see a little bit better, wear them.
My vision is absolutely garbage unless I wear my glasses.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I took them off, but that was for me to reassure myself.
But yeah,
I was like, oh wait, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I fixed it.
About 19 years ago, an optometrist gave me glasses. I wore them for a year, and then I lost them, and then never got new ones. And then when I have been back to an optometrist, they're like, you sure you don't get, like, crippling headaches? I'm like, that seems like something I'd notice, yes.
But you often do, but then you just have coffee and soldier through it. No, you have Coke. I have coffee.
I have coffee if I have a headache in the morning or in the afternoon. I wouldn't at night because then I can't sleep.
Yeah. Mm. Drink decaf. All right.
Maybe you need some glasses.
Maybe I need some glasses. Or maybe I need a Coke. Five thumbs for Coke also.
This is a big thumb score because we also gave Jesus 10.
20,
except
mate.
20. All right. 20.
Don't disrespect our Lord.
30. 33 and a half. Five more.
There was also five for...
Call it an even 50.
And a 50 thumber.
50 thumber and a sneaky knuck.
Yeah, 50 thumbs and there is a knuck in there somewhere.
It's all good. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
Here's to 28 more years of thumbs.
And then done.
56. What a good way to go.
What a good inning.
What a good way to go. What, aging?
Yes.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where you'll see us and other members of the Sanspants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.